It's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. It's Friday the 13th with a full moon. That can only mean one thing. It's the Bugcast, episode 581.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Hello, my name is Amy.
My name is Carla.
The next track contains language or subject matter that may offend sensitive ears. Listener discretion is advised.
Do you understand any word that you said?
No.
Me either.
On February the 18th, 2012, on an episode called Bombs Away, we played a track by an artist called Black Bones called Burning Soul. And that song, somewhat unexpectedly and somehow unexpectedly, did pretty much the same as this track just did now. So I need to work out whether we're going to have to prefix it with the standard. Well, you'll know by the time you get to this whether I've edited it out or whether we've got the jingle at the beginning. But anyway, that was the NUV with The Wolf of Green Street. Now, it wasn't my track. It was Caroline. She'll be along in a minute. So I shall tell you about it. The NUV, the New Ultraviolet Vanish, is an alternative rock band characterised by a strong and powerful sound, born on the outskirts of Brianza in 2003. I presume that's in Italy. Formed by Demi Malloy Tripodi, Andrea Caristo and Dante Brin, they've made several EPs and two LPs in 2010 and 2014, which are followed by numerous concerts both in Italy and abroad. After a few years of inactivity, they're returning to the studio to record their new effort, Belgian Solution, which is due for release in January 2020. And basically what you've heard now is one of the songs that will be released on that album, as it was in July 2019. You can find out more about the NUV at facebook.com/thenuvface. Now, talking about faces, we have a very red face approaching the yellow microphone right now.
Do I need to apologise?
Well, once I found out what the license is on the album, on the track, and determined whether I can actually get away with just blanking out the words, or whether
will there be any song left,
or whether I have to. No, it wasn't that bad. I think there was probably five.
What were they?
F's. Yes, the license is no derivatives, so I shall have to put an Amy and Cara at the beginning of the song.
I am sorry. In my defence, I was quite late with doing my tracks and I clearly didn't listen to it all the way through and they didn't have any lyrics.
No, they didn't have any lyrics, and that's probably the reason why you need to listen a little more carefully. Language notwithstanding, that was a very good track.
Good. So I'm slightly exonerated.
No, not in the slightest. Anyway, welcome, if indeed you are still listening. This is the Bugcast, episode 581. On tonight's show, we do have a usual mix of rather fantastic and somewhat, marred Creative Commons music, and we probably have some stuff to talk about. I think I will impose a ban on this week's show of referring to anything that vaguely resembles Britain and politics.
And we have an audience.
We have an audience. Oh, yes.
Lots of them.
Well, you can talk about that because you'll be mentioning your art night on Tuesday anyway, won't you? So, yes, so we shall crack on. We'll try and forget the... I'm struggling with words this evening. I don't know why. Let me just have some beer. This is Ping Pong Club with She's Your Trouble.
Lives a lushy life, Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
DJ Lee made a beat go around like Man, I'm excited. I do nothing they provided. In the bass, we resided inside the game of glory. Every shot is a word with the Hall of Fame. Game started in ooh. Oh, what's red ain't it? Damn. So life no be easy, Charlie. Yes, put on your gummy, baby. Who name me one and only? Tina, we hear me, honey. Niggas always with the cool vibes. Show the souls on the cool side. Bitches coming up with cool ass. Makes me wanna come with suicide. What mama tell you? That small mouth's gonna kill you. Spirit in wrong gospel about people you don't know. Spirit in wrong gospel about people you don't know. Man, I just for be careful. That small mouth's gonna kill you. Every day boys be hustling for money, Charlie. And every day girls be screaming for fame, Charlie. Every day people be falling for glory, Charlie. Just take control. Charlie, you for take control. Just take control. You for take control. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just take control. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Control. 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 every good, every bright. We'll never ever turn off the light. You reminiscing in surprise. And haters always hating in disguise. Don't be good, don't be good. Forget so soon, and just be you. Don't be cool unless you lose. They pay for things surrounding you. And never ever give up hope. But someday you really gonna make it right through it. So I feel where you just go blow. And then you gon' take control. Just take control. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Control. 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 Whoa, 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 whoa. Agbaja, Adua. Then dance, come da da da. Then times now we dey play hide and seek. Mampana. Men can't send for quite a day, baby, so be I a semper. Men pay them if you did who does call a denta. You know, be same man who fits pit, well, I'm the king of my street. I just be trendy, so that sure this always trust you, baby. All the campers, they know all the boys, they know the on heat. I'm gonna claim my pay, and very soon I'm out with my lead. I'm gonna rush to pass, I'm gonna murder lines. I'm gonna move on to some very crazy heights. I think I believe because I can see it. They're not talking to me because I'm a baby. The only way you're gonna get there is if it's a dream. Well, just take control of your life. I wish you to the
world. Don't let anybody push you down.
Down out to the world. Control.
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 Control. Control.
Control. Yeah, 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 take control.
The look of fear on Dave's face when this song started playing, and he was thinking, oh, it's not going to be another one.
You kind of set the bar.
That was Deezy with Take Control. He has no bio. This is the only song available so far. But I can tell you he's from Ghana. I've linked to his profile and maybe he'll have some more music.
I quite enjoyed that song.
When you relaxed and realised.
Being a little bit tense about it. And before that, you heard the Ping Pong Club with their track, She's Your Trouble. Ping Pong... Try again. Ping Pong Club is an electronic indie pop band formed in 2017 in the city of Bandung in Indonesia. Consisting of four members, Rizky, Haris, Fazia, Iqbal and Satria. That's five members. Don't do this to me. That's not fair. It is a place where they turn the same music influences they share into a more explorative form by combining the sweetness of indie pop, twee pop music with the futuristic sounds and disco beats of electronic music. This is the fifth track we have taken now from the band's album Retrospective, which was released in February of 2019. I actually went on a bit of a search for dream pop because I have decided recently I quite like dream pop. You can find out more about them over at their Facebook page, facebook.com/pingpongclubtheband.
Excellent.
Indeed. Awesome stuff. Right. Okay. Let's go and have a look in our chat room at thebugcaster.org/live and say hello to everybody who is listening to us live right now.
So in the chat room, we have Chris from Canada, Fat Freddy, Gregorius WVP, K5 Tooks, Kobolom, Oz Tunen, Shy Mega, and Yannick.
Awesome.
And Gamer Chick 02 was there, but just dumped out.
And I tell you what, this is one of the things I quite like about the chat room here, is that even while we're, you know, expending energy in providing the best selection of Creative Commons music we can find, the community is kind of rounding up and trying to help people solve technical problems.
Ooh.
Which is brilliant. It's really good to see. So, yeah, if you are listening to this and you have never been in our chat room, then quite frankly, you're missing out. Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time. Please do come along, thebugcaster.org/live. You would be made incredibly welcome.
Excellent.
Right, let's crack on with a bit more music and then we'll have a bit of a natter after this next pair of songs. This is Bartek featuring Anne Grown with Meow.
o'clock, all's well.
What? Is it that late already? Blimey! Hear ye, hoist the anchors. Let's come about sharp and sail close to shore. I want to be able to download the latest podcast episode with Dave and Caroline. Come on, I'll be quick about it, or I'll swear I'll flog you with the cat with the seven tails. Hurry, man, hurry!
Was, like Dave says, a unusual track for me that was similar with Runaway from Russia. She says, my name is Ruslan. I write music in the style of EDM dubstep, and if you like my music, feel free to write about it. And you can find out more by checking out Similar Ick at soundcloud.com.
Similar ick, yes, indeed. And before that, you heard Bartek with the... I think it's pronounced meow, I don't know. Featuring the vocals of Anne Groen. Bartek is a graduate of the Abbey Road Institute in Amsterdam, holding an advanced diploma in music production and sound engineering. He produces electronic music as well as remixes. But in addition to making music, he also enjoys drum programming, audio mixing and editing, and is fascinated by everything to do with film sound. We played his debut single, Walking K, featuring Lisa Saunders of Ashes and Dreams, back on episode 555. But this is a brand new single released by Bartek. Find out more over at bartek-music.com.
Excellent.
Right, so then, let's carry on with your birthday gift.
Yes. So this week I went to Sheffield again. And this time it was a Bohemian Frida Kahlo. So for anyone that does not know, Frida Kahlo is an artist, Mexican, who was famous for doing self-portraits of herself in all various manners. And that was what the class was about. So it was a busier class. There was 11 participants rather than 5. A lot more involved than Grumpy Cat and the Lion because there were a lot more stages to it. And at the end of it, the 11 people who took part, everybody's looked different because they all interpreted various steps differently. But I was really proud of what I did. And then the night after that, I decided to sit down and have a go at doing it again myself without instruction and created another version. And then this evening, I have done a third one. And at the same time, my 12-year-old, or our 12-year-old Cara, has had a go at doing it as well. Now, she had some tears because she felt like she was going to make mistakes. But she has done brilliantly.
I'm not going to say she hasn't made mistakes, but they're not mistakes. They are individualities.
Yes. The only thing you can really criticise the painting for is the face shape, but that is my fault, not hers. And that's because she didn't want to do quite as big a one as I've done. So she used a smaller canvas board rather than a canvas, which means I couldn't trace the outline of the face. I had to do it freehand. So any shape inaccuracy, it was me.
There are a few
lines that are a bit darker than that I would have done, but then the same on mine as well. But A, it's the first time she's ever done it. B, she's never done anything that complex. And C, she's a 12-year-old. And she has done amazingly.
She has. I'm quite proud of her. I think, are you likely to post that to your Instagram, Cara's one?
Yeah, about to.
Right, okay. Give me the link for that one as well.
I will do. Because what I'm going to do...
add that into the...
Because it was Paul's idea, my boss at work. I've now got one with a blue background, which is what I did at the art class, a green background, which was the second one I did, a purple background from tonight, and then tomorrow I'm going to either do a pink or an orange, and then the four of them can be put on top of each other, and it'd be almost like a pop art style. So I need to do them. So it's a bit like a Frida Kahlo meets Andy Warhol type
kind of thing. Yes, yes.
But I'm pretty chuffed because actually all my three Frida Kahlos have a different vibe to them in how they, the expressions on their face and how serious they look or how non-serious they look. And it's amazing how just the background change and the slightly different type of lip can make such a big difference.
So of the two that have been made tonight, yours looks, she looks incredibly peed off.
Yes.
Whereas Cara's looks a lot softer. She's almost content.
Cara said she thought hers looked like Mr. Bean.
Can't see that at all.
I can't see that. Mine reminds me of somebody who works at the school in the office called Grace. Hope she never listens to this. Just the facial expression. The one that I did the other night there with the green looks good, but the tone of the skin wasn't quite the same. So of the three so far, the one that I did on the art night is still possibly my favourite slightly, but my brush strokes are much more confident on the others. The only thing I think I need to do better is not to make the outline of the face quite as dark. That should be a lot washed out, but yeah. That's that's a learning curve. But I'm really proud of her because despite her panicky bit, she's done incredibly well.
Feel free to give feedback on, I'm going to say specifically on Cara's one, because I think she could do with the encouragement and the feedback.
Yeah.
On it. So we'll put a link to that in the show notes of both Caroline's and Cara's efforts.
But
from,
also what she
from
needs to,
the Art Night and also from
yes,
tonight.
What she needs to learn as well is that there was one bit where a line went a little bit wider than she wanted. She was like, oh, I've ruined it. I was like, no, you haven't ruined it. You leave that. You let it dry.
And then paint over it later.
And then you paint over it later. Yeah. So there's no, it's never the end of the world. Unless you did a big slash across it with a thick, heavy.
You can still fix it.
You can still fix it. So, and like I said to her, there is no mistakes in art. There's only uniqueness.
Hmm.
But yes, my next art night is a week on Monday where I'll be doing a different version. It's like a dancer at a moonlight, which I think will be really nice. That'll be loads of blending. But I am going to spend tomorrow doing a couple of things and I'm going to try to do something, my own little project that is not based on an art night. So it's my own little thing. But it's based on an art night I could book, but I want to have a go at doing it myself.
Yeah, well, no, that's
going
fair
to
enough.
Try and do David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust.
Ziggy Stardust. That's going to be a challenge and a half.
Yeah.
Cool. Quick question. When you did the roll call, did you read Lainey's name out?
No.
No. Lainey is listening. She popped up in Telegram to let us know.
Ah.
Talking of Telegram, we do have a group in Telegram, which you can find over at thebugcast.org/Telegram. If you are of a mind, then please do come along and join us in there, because during the week when we're not doing a live show, that tends to be where the action takes place. And of course, yeah, you'd be very welcome to come and join us.
Brilliant.
Cool. And I have been today playing with my birthday present. So I think we did mention last week, Caroline and the kids bought me an Arduino, which is it's like a small computer, single board computer, but it's not a computer per se. It's more of a microprocessor, I suppose. You can't run Linux or Windows on it. It's just you give it instructions and it executes those instructions. Simple as. And so far I have.
Give me a second.
Oh.
So far, I have made an LED flash. Wow. I have made an LED turn on and off based on how bright it is in the room. Mm-hmm. I have built a dimmer switch for an LED. Mm, brilliant. I have made a fan switch on and off,
and he made it so that if I put my hand in front of his light, a light went off, and
yeah,
I kept doing
one.
It and I was like, and you're like, that's it.
Yeah, that was it. It's like you were expecting more.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've done the first four out of the, I think there's 10 in here. I'm not new to electronics. I do understand how electronics work, particularly TTL electronics, but in terms of using something like an Arduino to do the bits that you would normally have, you know, had lots and lots of transistors for, it's really quite gratifying. You write a little program, you load it onto the Arduino, you build up your electronic circuit, and it interacts, and it's brilliant. It's great fun. I think if you have children or relatives that are kind of interested in small scale hacking, because you don't need a soldering iron. If you buy the, I've got the inventor's kit, but you can get other kits as well. And it comes with all the bits you need. It gives you all the components, all the bits of wire and everything else. I think the only thing you need is a screwdriver. That's pretty much it. And then everything else you can just build, from what's there. And it kills some time. Put it that way, but I'll definitely spend some more time doing that, and I'll start working on my own stuff. But yeah, all good fun, all good fun.
Excellent.
Okie dokies, this is Café del Chile with Butterfly.
to leave it all behind. It's true. And let the past live where it belongs with you.
Friday nights, 9:30pm UK time at thebookcast.org.
Carry me, angel. Yes, I could and should. All this chattering she's been picturing a realistic possibilities.
World like this, transmitting in the emptiness, when all hope is long gone, you've no faith in anyone. But she came in the name of love, the one thing there's so little of, reeled in the hard lines, laid down the good times. Venus girl, she fell down to earth from a great height, a meteorite in my world explodes in my mind.
never makes a move in haste. Good things come to he who waits. She brings the sunshine, rolls out the good times. Venus girl, the brightest of stars in the night sky, the sole satellite of my world, explodes in my mind's eye. She's loaded with love, but she can't get enough of the stuff that our dreams are all made of. Venus girl, she fell down to earth from a great height, a meteorite in my world, explodes in my mind's eye. She explodes. Yes, she exploded my mind's eye.
And before I tell you about that song, we have a visitor in the studio who's going,
Clara.
Oh, coy. She's looking at her painting going, I'm not so sure, but she's done really, really well.
Can I just point out that a certain person came up to us earlier on today and said, when it comes to episode 600, can I come along for that? And we're like, yeah, of course you can, but... I mean, she's covering her face up, for goodness sake. Nobody's looking at her, but she's covering her face up. Yes, I am.
Anyway, that was The Vow with Venus Girl from Liverpool in the UK.
What was that?
A happy, upbeat, driving, foot-tapping pop-punk love song with grunge and Britpop influences, led by... scintillating, crunchy electric guitars, pounding drums and Hammond organ, the Beatles meet Green Day, male vocals, indie rock, pop punk. That's what they said about that particular song.
Right.
But we have played them several times before from Liverpool. And find out more by checking out thevow.co.uk. And I apologise for all Liverpoolians for my terrible accent.
Hey, and before that, we heard Butterfly by Café Del Chile. Café Del Chile produces material for TV, internet and films, all styled around chill out, lounge, dance and instrumental. This artist launched their career on Jamendo in 2006 as an independent artist, having been inspired by the likes of Café Del Mar, Bulk and Jones, Schiller and more. We played their track Brand New Life back on episode 271 back in 2013, almost half our existence ago. But this track was taken from their album Summer Breeze, which was released in June of 2019. They are from Almere in the Netherlands, and you can find out more over at cafedelchilia.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the first time I've ever seen something that suggested that they have actually launched their career on Jamendo.
Hmm.
But that's kind of what it's for.
Yes.
Isn't it, Cara? Hmm, okay. Hey-ho. Anyway, that was our last pair of songs. We have one more track to play, which I will be telling you about in a bit. Next week, the Budcast episode 582 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 20th of September. At 9:30 PM UK time, roughly or thereabouts. If you want to get in contact with us, please drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org, or you can find us on various social networks and other places. You can find out more information about that over at thebugcast.org/contact. If you are an artist listening to this and thinking, oh, I've got some songs that I can send your way that you can play for us. Well, actually, we've just made it slightly easier for you because we now have a file drop on our website. If you go to thebudcast.org/submit, there is a link there to our file drop where you can send us your tracks directly, and we get them like within seconds of you sending them. So, yeah, it's all good. All gravy.
All gravy.
It's all gravy. It's the second time today I've used that phrase. It's all gravy. The first time I used it, the person responded with, is that with Yorkshire pudding? And I hadn't eaten, so I was hungry then. Before I tell you about our last song, I need to let you know of one of our sister podcasts, also part of the Other Side Podcast Network, called CC Jam. Now, CC Jam is a community podcast where you can either record it yourself or you can get one of us to do it for you. And the idea is for us to be able to promote independent artists and bands. And it's literally just two songs and a bit of blurb in the middle. But being a community podcast, it's not run by me or Kevy, who started it, or Yannick, who's done a lot of episodes recently. Anybody can take part. If you want to find out more about that, go to ccjam.otherside.network. But I want to tell you that earlier this week, we pushed out a CC Jam show dedicated to the artist that we'll be playing in a moment. And that artist is Vintner. The track we're going to play out for you this evening is called Horizon. And the description of the song, according to the artist, is relaxing in a small island village, the reality of the situation begins to dawn on our group of heroes. So have that in mind while you're listening to the song. We played their track Encephalon a couple of weeks ago, and this was another track taken from the band's latest album, Aria, which was released in August of 2019. It is worth pointing out that on the CC Jam episode I've just mentioned, both Horizon, the track we're about to play you, and Encephalon, the track that we played 2 weeks ago, were featured. So go and have a listen to that. It was Yannick hosted it, so it'd be good to get his take on it. So we shall leave you with Vintner and his track Horizon, and we shall catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay!
See ya.
See ya.
I feel the warmth burning my skin, smooth sensation walking in the sand. How I'm here, I do not know.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.